Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Welcome to the Fantasy Throwdown Podcast, bringing you the latest from the world of sports, DFS, and gambling. With over 5 years of hot takes and millions of downloads later, I guess he's been doing something right. Now, sit back and listen to one of the sharpest minds in the game. Here's your host, Dwayne Callender.
Welcome to the show, folks. We are back, and not a moment too soon, as we have the NBA Finals right around the corner. Game one tipping off tonight. Let's get right down to it. We have the Celtics hosting the Mavs. Boston, obviously, the overall top seed in the NBA. At least for the Eastern Conference, so they got home court advantage. We got the Mavs here as the 5 seed. I mean, for those of you who weren't following the Western Conference playoffs, and long story short, it became a matchup series wherein a lot of these matchups did not bode well for other teams. So the Mavs, with their size, picked apart the Thunder, who were the number one seed. Denver was the number two seed, did not match up well against Minnesota because of their lack of bench strength and because the Timberwolves could rotate three centers and just wear down Jokic just enough to get past the Nuggets. So they knocked off the Nuggets and then got rolled by the Mavs in the conference finals, wherein the same issue that worked so well for them against Denver was absolutely deaf to them in the conference finals, where the Mavs just pick and rolled the Timberwolves to absolute death, and Minnesota never could quite adjust properly to the amount of pick and roll Dallas threw at them. Like, Kyrie and Luka had their entire way with them the entire conference final round, to the extent that, you know, it was a gentleman's sweep because, you know, they were up 3-0. The Timberwolves won a close game 4 with Karl-Anthony Towns hitting a number of three-pointers. And then in Game 5, Minnesota came back home and just did an El Faldo and got blown out the building in the first 5 minutes of the game. It was a cakewalk game for the Mavs. So herein lies the NBA Finals, wherein Boston not challenged at all the entire postseason, basically, mainly due to injuries and everything else that transpired, because you had an injured Miami squad. He had a Cavs squad that didn't have Donovan Mitchell healthy for most of the games. Not that the Cavs were going to really pose that much of a threat, but realistically, the Cavs were shorthanded, and that, truth be told, was the most competitive series they played, because then they played an Indiana squad that had no business being in the conference finals, but, you know, even as I say the word Knicks, I'm afraid that someone else on the Knicks roster is going to come down with an injury, so I'll leave it at that in terms of how Indiana got to the conference finals, because realistically, it was a byproduct of no one on a certain team playing in New York could stay healthy for even a game in that series without picking up an injury. So, we have Boston, technically supposed to be the best team left, favored to win the finals by a significant margin, already 6.5-point favorites in this game one, and lo and behold, I look at the series and I say to myself, this is a ripe series where even with Boston winning the series, I think early on, this actually probably favors the Mavs in terms of what Boston wants to do. Because what Boston wants to do is iso ball play, which the Mavs already went through against the Thunder. It's not really going to be that much different in terms of the ball movement. There's no true center. Yes, Kristaps Porzingis plays center, but he doesn't really play a center. More on Porzingis after the break. We'll get into the Porzingis factor. Al Horford plays a perimeter five. It's a stretch five. It's nothing that the Mavs haven't already seen playing the Thunder. They know what they're getting. It's just that, realistically, Jason Tatum, I think, is still a more dynamic scorer than, say, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. And you also have a Jaylen Brown, whom, truth be told, the Thunder still didn't have a reliable number two scorer, which was a death knell for them in that series, wherein they struggled getting buckets at critical moments if it wasn't coming from SGA. Between Boston, wherein they can go to Tatum, they can go to Brown, they can get offense from Jrue Holiday, they can get offense from Derrick White, they have multiple ball handlers that can control the rock at any given point and create their own offense. So, in that regard, this is the trickiest offense that Dallas has kind of gone to, but at the same time, it's not as though it's this, you know, new breed of offense they've never seen before. They play in the Western Conference. They see this type of offense, what Boston wants to do all the time. It's just that in the Eastern Conference, there's just not as many teams capable of running that offense as efficiently as they do out in the West. That's the truth of the matter. Now, on the flip side, one thing that I have seen consistently with Boston struggling is inside in the post with athletic centers being able to get points to the paint. You saw Bam Adebayo have a solid series against Boston, even with Jimmy Butler hurt, and Bam had having to carry the offense. He had a good series. Without Jared Allen, Evan Mobley actually stepped up for the Cavs and had big numbers against Boston, you know, when Mobley wasn't afraid of attacking the hoop, but Mobley had good numbers. Then you come to the Pacers series. Siakam had good numbers. Even though Miles Turner, you know, disappeared for vast stretches of that series, Siakam had big numbers. I look at where Dallas has been able to do between Derek Lively and Daniel Gafford as well, has put up good numbers throughout the playoffs. This is a post-series for Dallas wherein their big men are going to be able to roll to the basket and tack the hoop with dunks and layups. Realistically, I don't see Boston doing much to stop that. Given what we've already seen out of the Celtics defense throughout the postseason, they've been struggling getting guys in post position ready to defend that. Now, the question mark becomes, can Porzingis be healthy enough to defend the hoop and move around on that calf? We're going to see, because he's technically cleared to play. We're going to see and find out pretty quickly whether or not he can actually help defend the pick and roll. Because I'm going with the assumption that it's still going to take him a couple of games to get ramped up in this series. And in the interim, this is incumbent upon Dallas to keep attacking the Celtics post-defense and keep crashing the boards. Because that's their path of winning this series. If they're not aggressive tonight, this is going to be an early series. But I do expect them to be trying to focus on the Celtics, see how fresh Porzingis truly is with that calf. Can he go up and down the court and deal with the physical demands? Because They're going to look to see when Horford comes into the game, when they can target him for a pick and roll action. So, we'll come back out of the break. I'll start breaking down what I'm looking at from a DFS standpoint, and we'll get ourselves going for the rest of game one. So, stick around. We'll be right back.
Don't go anywhere. The Fantasy Throwdown Podcast will be right back after our sponsors pay the bills.
Folks, our personal data is being distributed constantly, every day, without us ever doing business with a company. Data brokers are collecting people's personal information to sell it to any number of companies. They are gathering data from public records, databases, and your online activities and use it without you even knowing it. These guys have your name, address, email. And if you ever wonder how spammers keep getting your phone number, the answer is data brokers. So what can you do to protect yourself from this nightmare? Incogni steps in to repeatedly scrub your name off of any database tied to these guys, as long as you're a customer. They go through the hassle of engaging with these companies so you do not have to keep going through an endless chain of unsubscribe requests that go nowhere. Go to incogni.com and use discount code FANTASYTHROWDOWN for 60% off an annual membership. That's incogni.com/FANTASYTHROWDOWN for 60% off an annual plan. Let Incogni help ensure your data privacy today.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
Welcome back to the show. Hope you got your popcorn ready.
All right, so you've already heard my initial spiel about how I think this game one plays out. So it should be of no surprise how I'm planning to attack this. realistically, I'm looking to focus on the Mavs pick and roll action and going after the Celtics from a post perspective. So that means I'm going to take Luka Doncic, and I'm going to take at least one Mavs post player, whether it's going to be Derek Lively or Daniel Gafford. Gafford is going to run you $5,400 on DraftKings, and Lively is going to be $5,600 in the utility spot. Realistically, you can build out your roster focusing with Lively or Gafford in utility, play Doncic in the cabin. He's the most expensive player on the slate for good reason. He has the highest scoring upside out of everybody. So even though he's $13,600 on DraftKings, realistically, he could drop 75 points tonight, and it wouldn't even remotely be a shock if he scores that high because of the fact that Boston has struggled, even with their prowess and multiple defenders that they can throw waves at you. The way Boston wants to attack the hoop, it leads to a lot of transition buckets. There is plenty of opportunity for Doncic. I mean, you saw Donovan Mitchell when he was healthy carve him up. You saw Haliburton when he was healthy carve him up. There's opportunity for both Doncic and Kyrie Irving to have big nights against the Celtics. So, to me, I think Kyrie is going to focus more on the defensive side to slow down Jaylen Brown. I think that's going to be his assignment. So, I think he's going to take more of a backseat to Luka and focus on making it a Jason Tatum tries to beat everyone 1v9 and take Brown out of the equation and let Luka create on offense, because realistically, Luka's not going to defend. He's going to be kind of on his little island and probably guarding, more than likely, it'll probably be guarding Porzingis on the perimeter, even though because it's just going to be the Celtics, because they're playing a perimeter five, he's just chucking three. So, Lucas, I don't expect Luka to be defending primary ball handlers, because you know the Celtics have four primary ball handlers. I don't expect Luka to really be defending any of them. I think they're going to want to conserve them as much as possible. So, they'll just switch off in half between Gafford and Derek Lively. And that's the only thing they'll be wary of is, can Drew Holiday or Derek White get one of the centers in foul trouble, which drives to the hoop? They've been doing a better job of staying out of the penalty early on and managing their fouls, so I think they'll be okay from that regard. But realistically, I'm wanting to stack Luka and the captain with either Lively or Gafford. You can play both. There's nothing stopping you. It's just that, you know, with the centers, they're usually not playing at the same time, so you are gonna run into some issues with correlation here, because those two probably won't be playing together between Gafford and Lively at the same time. PJ Washington is an interesting case for the Mavs because he also plays on the perimeter, but he can also play in that post game. But usually it requires one of the centers to be in foul trouble. So I would say that Washington's going to get more playing time out of all three of the players I mentioned, but he's going to hang around on the perimeter more as long as one of the other guys is in foul trouble. On the flip side, from Boston's side of things, I would focus on either Derek White or Drew Holiday, because one of them will be on the court. And while, yes, you can play Tatum in the same lineup as Luka, and you can make the math work to keep one of the centers in play, so that's not the hard part. The issue is you're going to have to make a concerted effort to maybe pump one of the other positions. So I would say you're probably, in a sense, you could look at a situation where you're going down to most likely, I would say, Jaden Hardy type of play at $2,800 to make the math work. That's more likely of a scenario because of the fact that it is going to get a little bit dicey in terms of the price. So you may end up having to go to a Jaden Hardy. So maybe you go Doncic, Tatum, Lively, Drew Holiday. You go down to a Jaden Hardy, and you might have to live with a. I can't give away the full full lineup, but if you look at the salaries, there are options that of what I'm referencing to get there. So I've given you guys enough of an idea of how to structure the lineup to make the math work, but there are a number of guys down in that 2K range that will get you there. So between Drew Holiday, who's 6,800, and or Derek White, there's ways to fit them in lineups where you can have Luka in the captain, a Mavs center, and Jason Tatum in your lineup, and then you can make the rest of the math work to include a Drew Holiday or Derek White, and then your punt pieces to fill out the roster. And to me, that will get you in a pretty good spot. It's not that I don't love Jaylen Brown or Kyrie Irving, but I feel as though this is this initial feel-out game, they're going to do quite a decent job against each other, try to cancel out the other guy. So I feel as though it's one of those situations where you're going to have a solid amount of pushback between both sides where they're not going to have an explosive game. And I could be wrong. You could have a massive Jaylen Brown game, or you could have a big Kyrie Irving game. In either scenario, you know, I'm not likely to have a great night because of where I'm positioned on some of these other probabilities, but realistically, I feel this is more along the lines of between Luka Tatum, they're still going to have big enough numbers, and then you're going to be focusing on how Boston wants to play, so guard play versus what the Mavs are going to do, pick and roll, and let the centers get a bunch of easy buckets at the hoop. That's why I love the Mavs centers, and I'm good with Boston's backcourt between Drew Holiday or Derek White, and you can make the math work as to how you want to build out your pump pieces, and you kind of go from there. So, for game one tonight, I am taking the dog side of it. I do like the Mavs as the dog here. I do think it's a close game. I think this is, you know, even if Boston pulls it out, this feels more like a 2.5-3 point game, so to speak, wherein the line would have to move closer to Boston to make me want to take that side. I think it's a little bit big, and you know, we still don't know for sure if it's going to be Porzingis starting or Al Horford starting. But regardless, I expect the Mavs to be attacking both players no matter what. That's why I am in favor of playing the Mavs centers tonight with Luka, because I do think there's going to be a number of lob opportunities. They're gonna try to drive at the hoop. They're gonna try to force Boston and their help defense to make plays against the Mavs centers. So we're gonna see how Boston adjusts to that, because they've been burned by that so far in the postseason because of Tatum still being able to score, and you've got scoring from Drew Holiday and Derek White. It hasn't mattered yet, but this is probably gonna be the most they've been tested in the post just yet, because the Mavs are gonna be. I expect them to be pretty relentless in terms of their pick and roll, going at them consistently for four quarters. Whereas, you know, between the Cavs and the Pacers, they both only did it in spurts. They never consistently did it. So I kind of want to see how Boston responds to this. So this is going to be a very interesting measuring stick for the series, because I do expect the Mavs to have an advantage early. And we'll see how game-ready Porzingis is for the finals, because this could be a very taxing series on his body just coming into this cold from not playing the entire playoff. So this shapes up to be quite the interesting series. So I'm going to have a good time with this. Hopefully you guys will too. So that's going to do it for the show. Good luck to everyone playing on DraftKings tonight. They got a Millie Maker up top, so hopefully my advice helps you out there. And then, you know, if you want to bet on the game, like I said, I do like the Mavs side of the fence tonight. So, you know, we'll see how Boston deals with what the Mavs throw at them in game one, and we take it from there. Have a good one, folks. Be well.
thanks for listening to the Fantasy Throwdown Podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe to the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and all major outlets.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.